Good morning, everyone. I've entitled our devotion this morning, What to Do with Life's Burdens, with the key verse of this Psalm of David, Psalm 55, being verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. This verse introduces a theme that must make an appeal to all. We all have to carry burdens. This is a world of burden bearing. Sorrow and trouble come alike to all mankind. There's no respect of persons. The rich have their share as well as the poor. How true are the statements in Job 5 verse 7. Man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upwards. And in chapter 14 verse 1, where he states that mortals born of woman are of few days and full of trouble. This truly sums up where many of us are right now. Some have to carry heavier burdens than others, and some of us have little conception of the hidden burdens that some, maybe even our closest friends, are carrying. Often the deepest and most poignant burdens are not seen. So then, let's look at some of the burdens people do carry. First, there are burdens to do with the home. To most of us, home is sweet, but not to all. In many homes, there is poverty, sickness, and strained and broken relationships. Particularly in South Africa today, and the lockdown situation we find ourselves in, for many, being confined to their home is more of a jail sentence than that of refuge and comfort in a safe haven, exactly what a home should be. They find themselves in a small abode, housing a number of generations of family members, where there is restriction of movement, basically no privacy, the possibility of being a victim of gender-based violence, or having an alcoholic parent take their frustration out on them. Then there are the burdens of business responsibilities. With the current lockdown situation, literally tens of thousands of South African families have been subject to loss of income through the company they work for being closed down indefinitely. Just think of the travel and catering industries, for example. The burden of the employer in these times is even worse than that of the employee, as they have had to lay off people, have to adjust to receiving zero income from their business activities, while still bearing the fixed costs of running a business. This predicament leads to tremendous financial burdens, and this is experienced by both employer and employee alike. These burdens cause people to furthermore experience temperamental burdens, which make them particularly prone to fear, worry, depression, and even despair about their current situation, and even more so as they look ahead to possibly a very bleak future. Something we don't often think about are burdens in connection with the Lord's work. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, Paul writes that he daily faces the pressure of concern for all the churches he ministers to. Today, our pastors have the added burden of ministering to their flocks without the intimate face-to-face interaction they used to, where they could normally detect the unspoken issues of their people merely through their perceived or evidenced nuances. A heavy burden indeed to endure as they decipher and address their flock's needs through Zoom, Skype, Teams, or other media platforms as they make contact with them. Further, there are the burdens to do with our friends, which is something David was very familiar with. And in verses 12 to 14 of Psalm 55, he writes that, if an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion and close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship. When friendship relationships go sour, the burden of dealing with the rejection, betrayal, and disappointment of a friend is truly a bitter pill to swallow. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, Paul writes about the thorn in his flesh. And indeed, today, many of us have to constantly endure the physical burdens that seem to consume us and seem to have no end in sight. Just think of the numerous people within our own fellowship dealing with health issues, and we can see how real and pertinent this burden is. We see daily statistics of the death rate due to COVID-19, and behind each one of these numbers mentioned, South Africa is now heading towards 10,000, is a life taken from a family in the form of a grandparent, a parent, spouse, sibling, or child. And thus tens of thousands of South Africans, and indeed millions of the world's population, are currently dealing with the burden of loss and bereavement. Over the past couple of months, we at Honey Ridge have seen a number of our elderly folk gain home to be with the Lord. And this particular burden rings fresh and true in many of our church family members' hearts. And then finally, there's the heaviest burden of all, the burden of sin. In Job 7 verse 20, Job pleads with the Lord, "If I have sinned, what have I done to you? You who sees everything we do, why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you?" Oh, the burden of unforgiven sin, of a guilty conscience, of an uncontrolled temper, the burden of sin, surely the heaviest burden of all. Apart from the burdens we have considered, the list of which is not exhaustive, there are many other additional burdens we might face. But the question that begs to be asked is, what are we to do with them? So then, negatively in the psalm, we are told several things that we are not to do in relation to our burdens. Firstly, we must not doubt God. Look at verse 1. Doubt easily assails us when trouble comes. And maybe God seems far away. But there is no relief in doubting God. David cries out to the Lord in a manner that illustrates his closeness to his God and one he speaks with regularly. "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea." David knows that God has brought him through burdens before and is all-powerful enough to do so once again. Secondly, there is the temptation to complain. But we ought not to. Verse 2 gives us an illustration of this. Here David asks of the Lord, "Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught." It's good to be honest with the Lord as to our emotions and fears, but there is no relief in complaining and having self-pity. Thirdly, there is the danger of despair. It is easy to give up and let trials and disappointments overwhelm us. In verses 4 and 5, David voices his feelings. "My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me." But relief from our burdens is not found this way. Do not despair. God is near. Then there's the desire to escape. David in verses 6 to 8 lets his imagination run wild. "Oh, that I had wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm." Have you ever felt like that? But that is not the answer. You and I cannot escape, so there is no relief there. So then, what exactly are we to do with life's burdens? In Psalm 55, verse 22, three things are indicated that we need to do. Firstly, accept the burden from the Lord. The burden here literally means that which he has given you. Or the word may simply mean gift. Did you ever think of your burdens as a gift or trust from God? To understand this is to take the first step in the transformation of trouble. That trial, disappointment, loss, is that God's doing? In a way, yes. He has permitted it. He has trusted you with it for some very wise and loving purpose. Paul writes in Romans 8:28, that very well-known and often quoted verse, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." It has not come about because of fate or bad luck. It may have come from the devil, but only with the Lord's full permission. Therefore, accept it from his hands. One reason God gives us burdens to bear is that they may bring us closer to himself. It is easy to forget him and become slack when things go smoothly, when there are no changes or challenges in our lives. In Psalm 119, verse 67, the psalmist confirms this. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." And then again in verse 71, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees." So then, will you accept your burden from the hand of the Lord? Secondly, cast the burden upon the Lord. The word cast here literally means fling or hurl. It requires and denotes action and effort. For example, Daniel was cast into prison in Daniel chapter 6, verses 7 to 16. Jonah was cast into the sea, Jonah chapter 1, verse 14. John was cast into prison, Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. And sometime in the not-too-distant future, hopefully, finally the devil will be cast into the lake of fire, as you read in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And likewise, you and I are to cast our burdens upon the Lord. David writes in Psalm 55, 22, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. He is the great burden bearer, And his gracious word to sinner and saint is revealed in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here we see a further reason why he gives us these burdens, that in our weaknesses we may prove his strength and the all-sufficiency of his grace. He wants us to learn the great twofold lesson that we cannot, but he can. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 9, we read about Paul's heavy burden, from whom it came, why God permitted it, how Paul prayed for it to be removed, and what God said to him. In verses 9b and 10, we see that what he was able to say after God had spoken to him. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power might rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. When I am weak, then I am strong. Will you cast your burden upon the Lord? Will you let him carry it for you? It is too heavy for you to deal with alone. And then thirdly and finally, leave the burden with the Lord. Once we have cast our burden upon him, he assumes full responsibility for it and for us, and he promises to sustain or uphold us. How wonderful this is! He will sustain you. But more, he will never let the righteous fall or be shaken. Never? No, never. So read Psalm 55, verse 22. Fear not, I am with thee. O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand.